I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wendy, before we start, I just want to say thank you to everybody who's listened to the 15-minute podcast thus far. Been really overwhelmed with the amount of people that have listened, and more importantly, the amount of people that have reached out and said, you guys are doing a good job. It's really lovely, isn't it?
It's really lovely, and when people say it's relatable, that definitely makes me feel a bit less weird, which is nice.
You don't know how... You don't know how less weird you are until you actually start talking openly about stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're the only one who has consistently creeped through his little sister's bedroom night by night. I think you're the only one who's done that. If you want to know what that means, then listen to the Football Manager podcast. But what I want you to do, we've got a little call to action for people that are listening. Two things, actually. One, please share the podcast. Share it with people you know. Me and Winnie have an audience already with our respective football podcasts, but we're trying to reach new people as well. So share it with people you know. And also, if you can, leave a review on iTunes. And what we want you to do when you leave a review is just put a single subject, whatever you might want us to talk about, put it in the review along with the lovely words you're about to say, and we'll consider talking about them.
Consider. You're not committing to it.
Well, it just some things like so some of the suggestions you've made, I'm like, I don't know if I can be interesting about that at all. So it's not for us looking at the subjects and going, oh, that's a rubbish suggestion. It's just that in order for this to work, we have to be able to talk comfortably about the subject matters as well. We've got a thank you as well, haven't we?
Well, I want to give a shout out to Mike Smith, who designed our artwork. He's done an outstanding job with our artwork. I love it. It's awesome. He's a brilliant designer. He was so nice to work with as well. Just a really sort of down-to-earth guy who took on board all of our ideas and then made them a lot better.
Yep.
His website is mikesmithdesign.co.uk. If you have a business or a need to have some design work done, consider Mike and tell him you came from 15 minutes.
Not just that. Not business. It could be wedding invite, anything. He's so good. I've got him to do a few things for me as well. And he is just fantastic. I just gave him a brief, left it. A week later, wherever it was that we agreed to speak again, he came back and delivered above and beyond what I thought he would do. So yeah, fantastic work. And yeah, so if you need a designer, contact Mike. All right, should we get on with the show?
Let's get on with it. Right, 15 minutes are on the timer, and the subject is space.
This is recommended by John Bass, our friend John Bass.
The final frontier.
Yeah.
To boldly go.
No, I don't think anything scares me as much as space does, and I think it kind of feeds into my previously mentioned sort of existential crisis that happened during my 20s. But the idea of space feeds directly into the idea of why, and if you can explain yes. away... If you can explain away the existence of the planet by some deity or god has created it, then how do you explain the universe? And if God created the universe, then why did he? Like, what? There's nothing out there. There is nothing out there? Why waste your time creating all of these planets and then just have one that's worth anything? Like, so God's bollocks, right? God, from my perspective, in terms of the universe and space, God aspect, he had no role in it, right? The only role, if he did exist, then surely the Earth is the only thing that matters, right? Because there's nothing else out there. The chance of there being life out there is so minuscule that it's almost not worth thinking about. If the world was created and life on it was created by the Big Bang, then where did space come from?
Yeah, no, I get it. That is quite terrifying. It's like also the kind of concept of that, trying to imagine that vastness of expanse is impossible, I think, which is also slightly scary, isn't it? Just imagining the sort of constant nothingness. And then, exactly, it becomes existential because you become like, well, we are such a tiny, minute, pointless thing on like a speck in the world of space. So, like, why does whether I clean my teeth matter?
Yeah, and I don't want this to become more of a, because we've done existentialism to some degree, right? So we've got to leave that there. But yes, it's completely inconsequential. But it's fine because you just ignore it. You get on with your day and, you know, watch telly and that.
What was your mnemonic for remembering the planets when you were a kid?
I'd never had one. Didn't I know what you're talking about? Like the Adidas is after dinner. What was yours?
This is the problem. I was going to see if you reminded me because I can remember it was My Very Excellent Mother, but then I can't remember the rest.
I saw it on a TV program the other day. Literally, My Very Excellent Mother. I don't know. But I don't think I ever learned them. I couldn't tell you now. I can tell you the sort of positions of some of the planets, but yeah, I just wanted to just go back to that, the idea of the vastness of space and why it's so terrifying, and why do we feel the need to go into it? Because they can't even see it all. They don't even know. They know kind of what they can. They know the viewable universe, but they can't see the edge. Is there an edge? Does it stop somewhere? It's
presumably not.
So it just goes.
It's infinite.
Infinite. It's infinite, which is inconceivable. Why? Why is it there? What are we doing in the middle of it?
Yeah, why are we here?
And what was the construct of that? That vastness. Like what? It's not worth thinking about. You know Brian Cox?
Yeah.
Dr. Brian Cox. And you've watched these programs, right, Windy?
Mm-hmm.
You look a lot like him, to be fair. But he you know, he smiles when he talks. It's not smiling out of like, oh, I love this stuff. It's terror. He's seen it all. He's learned too much.
It's a grimace.
It's a grimace, yeah, that just happens to look like a smile. He's talking he's talking about the planets and he's just grimacing, trying to
with
hold
every
on.
Every word if is
look,
becoming more and more
his
traumatic.
Levels, they're white. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. But I tell you what I do like, Windy. One of the pleasures of living in rural countryside is that the light pollution isn't too bad here. There's better places for it. But you can, on a clear night, you can see so many stars in the sky. It's like there are so many. Like every inch of the sky is covered with a star. It's not like in London when you're looking up and you can see the brightest ones. Here you can see all of them. It's crazy.
I just get planes, just loads and loads of planes.
Have you ever had that experience though, when you looked up and you saw?
Yeah, no, definitely. I've definitely like been able to enjoy the night sky from a kind of rural aspect, and I've never seen a shooting star actually. I know they're quite common shooting stars, but I've never knowingly seen one. But I don't really kind of. It's not something like stargazing isn't something I've done regularly. It's not something I find great comfort in. I find the night sky like pretty, I guess. It's nice to look at, but I don't allow myself to like think about what's up there.
Well, I don't either because you'll go crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's terrifying up there, but it's when you've like. I mean, it's no secret that I like occasionally to indulge in magic mushrooms, truffles and that sort of thing. And that's when your brain starts going clappers. You're sitting out there looking at them. But just on the subject of shooting stars, coming from the city, I'd never seen one at all, and until about 3 weeks ago, where we'd had a couple people around in the garden, all socially distanced, and we were looking up at the sky, and we could see it was looking like a flashlight, like someone was shining a flashlight on and off and on, as if they were sending us an SOS from space. That's what it looked like. And I was looking, I was going, what is that? Like, what is that? How can you explain it? Like, I was looking, I was going, well, it's a UFO, isn't it? Or it's a star dying. We're managing to look at the sky exactly at the right time for a star to die, or an alien sending us a message down from the universe somewhere saying, please help us. Some other massive planet's coming to eat us and you've got to help us, right? So we was like bugging out. We were like, oh my God. Like, I've never seen my missus, who's lived here all her life, has seen tons of shooting stars. She's like, I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is. So I'm like, that's it. That's all the bias. I mean, confirmation I need. That's all I need. She's lived here all her life. She has never seen it. It's aliens or it's something like so crazy. And I looked it up. And do you know what it was?
Satellite.
It was a satellite adjusting so that it was... And then the solar panels would have been reflecting off the...
Ah, nice.
The sun or the moon. But if I hadn't done that information, if I hadn't had the internet, if I was been a long, long time ago, before the internet was a real thing, and I'd looked up there, I'd have been convinced. How could you convince me of anything other than something completely explainable like that? I would have been, like, talking about UFOs. And you know what would have happened... Wendy, I would have gone down that path. I'd become like one of these UFO nuts.
Yeah. People have asked us to talk about UFOs separately. So I don't know if you want to go into that now or wait. But
I don't know what to say. Yeah, go on.
The concept of UFOs, like obviously there are UFOs by definition because they're not identified and they're flying.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that aliens have visited us yet. I think it's inevitable as time goes on that there is some other being out there that will develop in some way to be able to visit our planet. But that might be millions of years away. If the planet even exists by then, we're destroying it at such a rapid rate. But what do you think about us going out there and visiting other planets?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, I was watching Brian Cox, and in 10 billion years, the sun's going to burn out, so we'll be gone in 10 billion. So it has to happen within that time. I'm like, just what's the point? Just stay here. We went to the moon. Like, all right, that's good. Yeah, how much did that cost? Why didn't we invest in some hospitals and curing malaria? And all the other planets in our solar system look shit. Like Uranus. Like, what's that? Just gas, isn't it?
Yeah.
None of it's and you know some of the planets had life apparently, like well water and they had some of the chemical compounds. I feel like I'm doing a Joe Rogan explanation of the solar system at the moment, so I won't go too far down that. But there have been other planets in our solar system that were semi hospitable to something in their lifetime, but they've essentially moved further away from the sun, or the sun's didn't burn as bright, so their day in the sun, so to speak, was done and dusted. And this is Earth, so then it'll move along. I'd just stay here. What do you think?
Yeah, I find it interesting that people are so fascinated with the idea of space travel. I get that, like, by nature, we are inquisitive beings, and we want to explore, and we want to understand, and we want to drive things forward and have a better understanding of the galaxy, the solar system, But I'm happy to leave that to other people, to be honest. Yeah. I'm not interested in that myself. Do you know, obviously we're both football fans. Mm. Do you remember the Arsenal player, Stefan Schwartz?
Yes, I remember him.
Yeah, my friend told me the other day that he had a clause in his contract that he could leave Arsenal if he had the opportunity to go into space as a space passenger.
Wow.
How random is that?
Well, it is
like,
random.
He was so obsessed with the concept that he would just give up his life to travel into space.
Well, you look what Elon Musk is doing in terms of his efforts to commercialise or pedestrianise space travel. And, like, I know Elon Musk, he divides opinion, but he's clever. He solves a lot of problems on our planet and or aims to solve them. And he clearly thinks through his SpaceX program that this is important. Like, it's kind of the next... I don't know. It's just inconceivable, the thought of anyone saying, well, do you want to go to Mars for the day? Or and that may be a possibility for very rich people in the relatively near future. But... yeah, not for me. It's always had an air of complete terror. And you only have to look at some of the media we create, like all the films about aliens and all the films about space travel, the programs about it. It's inbuilt into being a human being to be inquisitive and to wonder what's out there. And that's why there's so many books and films written about it. But in terms
of that's why it's fun, though, isn't it? It's the mystery,
the unknown.
Like, whilst we don't know, it's really fun to speculate about what it's like, and that's why Star Wars and Star Trek and Alien are exciting, because they could be realistic. Who knows? We don't know what's up there.
Well, but, from the viewable universe, Windy, they know that there is absolutely no there is no set of circumstances or say mirror shots of what we've got. So we're in this kind of fine balance of being able to create life. It's given us everything we need in order to create life, or to be, you know, to evolve into what we've become.
Yeah.
And in the viewable universe, I think there was one recently they think they might have found that might work. But the idea of the chances of aliens, there being aliens in the universe, according to somebody's podcast you listen to, I can't remember what they were, but it was minuscule. It's a tiny amount. So, the unknown and being able to create a narrative to what's out there is probably even better than the truth of what's actually out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like knowing what's up there and finding out that it's actually a lot more boring than we thought kind of puts a bit of a dampener on the whole thing.
What, you know, in terms of your favourite media or favourite film around space, is it Star? Were you a Star Wars person, or Star Trek? Did you like Alien? What have you got?
I like Star Wars very much. As a concept, I like the way you can like planet hop in Star Wars, and it allows them to create different worlds, almost like different countries on Earth, really, isn't it? In many ways, in terms of the cultures and whatnot, but it kind of adding the galactic element makes it, you can be more extreme with the cultures and the tribes and whatnot. So, yeah, I always liked Star Wars very much. How about you?
Well, I think the fact that space is completely unknown has just given these creative people license to say whatever they want. Like, there is no truth, so it's only what you write and believe there to be. And
yeah, so, the only confines are those in your imagination.
So it's an incredible thing. Like, if space gives us nothing else, it's given artistic freedom to people like George Lucas. I would say I don't like Star Wars. I've watched it several times. I don't get what the fuss is all about, really. I think Alien, the Alien franchise is up there. The idea of those was xenomorphs which were terrifying. I remember being a kid watching them and thinking, Jesus, this is what space is going to be like. Let's just stay down here. I think generally the rule of thumb I've had when thinking about space from childhood up until now is that whatever happens, we're all going to die if we go up there. I don't know if you've seen a film called Event Horizon. That's another one set in space. That's absolutely terrifying. You know, so I think the media that was created and I absorbed when I was a kid has shaped my opinion of the...
It told you it's best avoided.
Let's just leave it be. It's fine. It's been...
Our 15 minutes are up.